Yes. Good morning.
大家早上好。
And a happy new year.
新年快乐。
Hope all of you had a good holiday.
希望大家都有一个很美好的假期。
That you have rested with family and friends.
并且和家人和朋友们一起有好好的休息。
We are finally in 2020.
我们终于进入了2020年。
And the theme of this year at church,
今年我们教会的主题
is to be a true disciple of Jesus.
是成为一个真正的基督徒。
Committed, transformed, and renewed.
蜕变还有更新，生命的更新。
And I think it's important for us to start with this in mind.
我想可能对于我们每一个人来讲，在新年的开始都是很重要的，让我们在思想里面有这样的一个题目。
How should we live a life with commitment?
我们怎么样才能在我们的生活中有一个委身的生活？
Transformation and renewal.
并且有蜕变，并且有更新。
What does it mean to live a life as a disciple?
作为一个基督徒，到底是什么样的意思呢？
And what is living a Christian life according to the Bible?
有关于圣经里面的教导，怎么样才可以做一个好的基督徒呢？
In the past weeks, I have been thinking back on the past year.
在过去的几个星期里面，我一直在回想过去的这一年。
Maybe some of you do the same.
也许我们当中的很多人都做了同样的事情。
At the end of the year, I tend to look back and see what has actually happened last year.
在一年年末的时候，回头看，在这一年里面到底发生了什么样的事情。
What has changed in my life?
在我的生命中有什么样的改变？
What happened in 2019?
在2019年的时候发生了一些什么？
And personally, I think 2019 was a year of big changes for me.
对于我来讲，2019年是一个有很大转变的一年。
I started the year as a student.
在这一年开始的时候呢，我还是个学生。
And the only thing I thought about was exams and bachelor thesis.
唯一我所想的事情呢，就是考试，还有我的论文。
The only thing I did was study, study, study.
我做的唯一的一件事情就是学习，学习，再学习。
And write, write, and write.
然后写作业，再写作业，再写作业。
And the whole spring was the only focus was school and trying to prepare for life after school.
在春天的时候呢，整个我的生命呢，就只是在准备要学习，然后准备学习之后的生活是什么样的。
I lost a friend during the spring.
在春天的时候，我失去了一个朋友。
And it put things in my life into perspective.
这让我在我的生命中有多想一些些。
And a few weeks after,
几个星期之后
I got to know that there were new life in my life.
我知道在我的生命当中有新的生命来到。
When we got to know that Monica was pregnant.
因为我们知道莫妮卡怀孕了。
I graduated.
然后我毕业了。
I went to three different weddings.
我去了三个不同的婚礼。
And I got to experience newly created families.
然后我又探访了很多新的这样的家庭。
I got a new job here.
我有了在这里的一份新的工作。
We moved to a new apartment.
我们搬了新的家。
And I used to fall getting used to the new setting both here and at home.
我在工作的地方和在家里的地方，我们都是慢慢的习惯了这样新的改变。
At the same time, I have to learn about babies.
在同时，我也要学习有一些育儿的知识。
Building IKEA furniture after work.
然后把 IKEA 的家具建起来。
And preparing for sermons.
然后并且要准备讲道的内容。
And now we are in 2020.
现在我们已经在2020年了。
A year has gone by, and it's a little bit unreal how much has happened last year.
一年过去了，真的回想起来的时候，有一点点好像不现实的感觉，在过去的这一年里面发生的事情。
And I think most of us have started working again.
我想我们当中的很多人都已经开始又上班了。
Or studying.
或者又开始读书了。
And it feels like it's just everything just started over again.
感受上面来讲，好像又有一个新的开始。
And among all the things that have changed, I've also been thinking about my life as a Christian.
在所有这一些生活的改变的里面，我也同时在想说，作为一个基督徒，我到底在生命里面有什么样的改变？
Has it changed?
有没有改变？
Have I become a better version of the 2018 self?
是不是对于我来讲呢，我变成了一个比2018年更好的人呢？
I remember when I first went to Toronto as a short-term mission team.
我记得我第一次去到多伦多短宣的时候。
I visited Ivy's office.
我探访了Ivy 的办公室。
And on her wall, she had written a prayer to God.
在这个Ivy 的办公室的墙上呢，然后有一幅祷文。
And it said, "Help me become a better person today than I was yesterday."
这个祷文是这样讲的，说帮助我成为一个今天帮助我成为一个更好的人，比昨天更好的人。
And that really stuck to my mind.
这个给我留下了很深刻的印象。
Have I lived a life that only follows my own will?
对于我来讲，我的生命是不是只是由我的意愿来决定的呢？
Or did I live a life that pleased God?
或者我的生命是蒙神悦纳的？
This is a question I think we should ask ourselves regularly.
我想这是一个我们应该问我们自己的一个很经常问的问题。
And not just once a year.
不仅仅是一年一次。
But before we can even answer this question,
但是在我们可以能够来回答这个问题之前，
we need to understand what it means to live a life pleasing and glorifying God.
我们必须要理解什么是一个蒙神悦纳和荣耀神的生活。
In the Bible, there's a chapter in Romans.
在圣经里面，有一章是罗马书。
In the Norwegian translation, it says the title is the Christian life.
在挪语的这个翻译里面，这一章的名称呢叫做基督徒的生活。
And the Bible passage we're going to read from today is from that chapter.
我们今天要看的圣经的经文呢，就是从这一章节里面来的。
And it is Romans 12 verse 1.
是罗马书十二章的第一节。
It says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
经文这样讲说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所应当的。
Oh, I didn't read the whole. Oh, I can read it again in English. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所应当的。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you that we can gather here today.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，我们可以聚集在这里。
I thank you for a new year.
谢谢你有新的一年。
And I thank you for the past years.
也谢谢你给我们过去的这一年。
Thank you for changing us.
感谢你可以能够改变我们。
And letting us grow.
让我们可以成长。
I pray for today.
我们为今天祷告。
I pray that you will speak through me.
我们为我今天要讲的话来祷告。
And that we can all learn more about how to be a Christian.
我们可以能够学习怎么样可以成为一个更好的基督徒。
How to be committed, transformed, and renewed.
怎样成为一个委身、有蜕变、有生命更新的基督徒。
I pray that you will help us.
我们祷告，你可以帮助我们。
So that we can understand what you want in our lives.
让我们可以理解，让你让我们在我们的生活中有什么样的一个生命。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
所有这一切的祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So, when I first started to prepare for this sermon,
当我最开始准备这篇讲道的时候。
I was going to preach on the whole chapter 12.
我原本打算来讲这十二章的整个章节的。
But I quickly realized that it was too hard.
但是很快我就反应到这是很难的一件事情。
And when I say too hard, it was too much to preach about.
这个太难的意思呢，就是说这一章节里面有太多的内容，一次的讲完它。
When preparing this sermon, I listened to another sermon.
当我在准备这一篇的讲道的时候，我有听另外的讲道。
Where a pastor he mentioned that he preached the first two verses.
那一位的牧师呢提到讲说他讲了头两节的经文。
He preached 10 times in 10 different sermons.
他曾经有讲过十次在十次不同的讲道的里讲章的里面。
And that was only the two verses.
这仅仅只是十二章的一二两节。
So to make it easier for us to grasp and for me to prepare.
为了我们可以能够更好的来理解，也对于我来讲更容易准备。
I decided to only preach on verse 1 today.
我决定今天只讲第一节。
I'm gonna read it for you again since it's so short.
我想为大家再读一次，因为它很短。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所应当的。
So Paul writes here that we need to present our bodies as living sacrifices to God.
保罗在这里写到，我们要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
As an offering.
作为一个奉献。
As a living offering.
一个活祭。
And we often think that offering is something that happens after the sermon.
我们通常会想说，这个活祭呢，这个祭呢是在这个讲道之后发生的事情。
We put an envelope of money in the offering bag.
我们会把钱放在一个信封里面，然后把这个信封放在一个奉献袋里面。
Or we use VIPs, VIPs money to the church.
或者我们用 VIPs, 然后把钱 VIPs 给教会。
We do it to support the church ministry.
这个钱是用来支持教会的事工的。
And to give back something to God that has blessed us with a lot.
这样以一种方式来表达我们对神的爱。
But in these verses, Paul is talking about a living sacrifice.
在这一节里面呢，保罗是讲到活祭。
And to really understand what Paul is trying to tell us, we need to think back to the Old Testament.
如果我们真的想要理解保罗是要想告诉我们什么呢？我们需要回去看旧约的内容。
Because Paul probably wants us to contrast ourselves with the dead animal sacrifices of the Old Testament.
也许在这里保罗是想让我们来对比在旧约和新约里面这个献的祭有什么样的区别。
So it's dead animal sacrifices versus living sacrifices.
也就是说用死了的动物的这样的一个献祭呢，和我们这样的一种活祭的一个对比。
So in the Old Testament, you sacrificed animals and offering them.
在旧约里面呢，人们用死的动物来献祭。
You did this to atone for your sins.
这个原因呢，是因为我们用以这样的方式来赎去我们的罪。
Because something had to be sacrificed so you could get right with God again.
因为不管怎么样，要有一些的东西被牺牲掉，这样我们才可以能够重新与神和好。
But we know that we don't need to do that anymore.
但是我们现在知道，我们不需要再这样了。
Because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for us.
因为耶稣基督已经成为了我们的活祭，我们的祭品。
But Paul talks about a living sacrifice.
但是保罗在这里呢，是讲说活祭。
We need to be the living sacrifice.
我们要成为这样一个祭品，一个活祭。
So what does it mean when we talk about sacrificing our own lives to Jesus?
对于我们来讲，什么样的意思是讲说我们要用我们的生命来献上这样的活祭呢？
The wordSacrifice in Greek is also the word for killing.
在希腊语里面，这个献祭的这个祭字呢，其实也是杀死的意思。
And there must be a reason why Paul would use this word in explaining how we should be a Christian.
保罗肯定是有一个原因来表达，用这样的一种表达来告诉我们怎么样可以成为一个好的基督徒。
If something is to be sacrificed.Something has to be put to death.
如果有一些的东西要拿它去献祭，那么这样的东西就一定要先把它置于死地。
And if we are living sacrifices, what needs to be put to death?
但对于我们来讲，如果我们要是活祭的话，什么样的东西要置于死地呢？
We need to put to death the idea that you belong to yourself.
我们必须要把这样的观念置于死地，也就是说，我们是属于我们自己的。
You need to put to death the idea that you know best what should happen in your life.
我们也要将我们知道我们生命中将发生什么这样的一个想法呢置于死地。
We need to put it to death and give it to God.
我们必须把这样的东西置于死地，然后把它交在上帝的手里面。
It will feel like a sacrifice when we say to God, "You need to choose for me because you know the best, God."
这样呢，就会有一种的感觉，好像上我们对上帝讲说，我们是交在你的手里面的，你可以为我们选择更好的。
And I will let go and put my life in your hands and let you decide.
我将会把我的生命放在你的手里面，你来决定。
This is a very easy thing to say.
这是一个非常容易说的事情。
But it's incredibly hard to do.
但是非常的难做。
But if we wholeheartedly say this,
但是当我们由心而发的这样讲的时候，
and do what it means,
并且做它实际上代表的意义的时候，
and to give our life to God,
将我们的生命献给上帝。
It will become the living sacrifice that Paul is talking about.
我们就会成为保罗在这里谈论的活祭。
It is the sacrifice we need to give in order to live a Christian life.
这是我们必须要成这是我们成为基督徒必须要献上的一种祭。
To be a disciple of God.
作为上帝的一个门徒。
It is part of the change, the transformation.
这是我们的改变，我们的蜕变中的一部分。
When we become disciples, we need to go through this when we accept Jesus in our lives.
当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们救主的时候，这就成为了我们生命改变的一部分。
And are we ready to commit to this?
而我们是不是已经预备好要这样委身呢？
To renew our minds with God as the one to govern our lives.
来更新我们的思想，让上帝让我们把生命放在上帝的手里面。
To transform into the Christian who can glorify God through His plan for us.
蜕变成为一个可以能够荣耀上帝的这样的一个基督徒。
And to make this a little bit easier to understand, I will try to give you an example.
为了让这个意思能够更容易、更清楚的来表达，我会给大家一个例子。
I heard this from one of the sermons from Pastor Timothy Keller.
我曾经听过一个Timothy Keller 这个牧师讲的讲道。
And he told this story so that we can understand what it means to take our hands off our lives.
他讲了一个故事，这个故事呢可以告诉我们什么叫我们把我们交在神的手里面。
And how to give it to God.
怎么样交给上帝？
To learn what it means that we accept that God can send us wherever He wants to.
来学习我们怎么样可以能够知道上帝把我们派去我们生命中要去到的地方。
And not where we want to.
而不是我们想要去的地方。
So, Keller told a story of a young woman around 15 to 16 years old living in the 1930s America.
这个凯勒牧师呢讲了一个故事，是有关于一个小女生的，大约十五十六岁，然后在二十世纪的生活在二十世纪三十年代的美国。
The girl, she went to a Christian conference.
这个小女生去到了一个基督徒的一个宣教大会。
And she made a commitment.
在那里她委身了。
She told God that I will be devoting my life to you.And become a lifetime missionary.
他告诉上帝，他这样委身讲说，我愿意把我的整个生命呢，都放在这样一个宣教的事工里面。
And this girl, she had a special heart for Asia.
这个女生有一个非常就是特别的呼召，是对于亚洲的。
So she wanted to go there to be a missionary.
她想去到那里成为一名宣教士。
And often.When you go to these kind of conferences, you hear these kind of commitments.
常常我们去到这样的宣教大会的时候，我们经常会听见这样的委身的话。
But often these commitments won't last even a week.
但是常常呢，这样的委身呢，在我们这里，可能连一个星期都不能够持续下去。
But she was special. She held her commitment.
她是很特殊的。她呢一直谨守了她的委身。
She went through high school.
她去了高中。
And kept her commitment.
继续了她的继续了她的委身。
And did a lot of research about overseas missionary.
做了很多有关于海外宣教这样的学习。
And I think what we need to know that in those days, in the 1930s, it was very dangerous to be a missionary in Asia.
但是我们要知道，在那个时候，在二十世纪三十年代呢，到亚洲来宣教是一件很危险的事情。
But she still wanted to go.
但是她仍然还是想要去。
And the missionary organizations told her that it's very dangerous, but she still insisted.
在这样的宣教在她所在的宣教组织呢，也告诉她讲说，其实是很危险的事情，但是她仍然想要去。
But even though she insisted, the organizations told her.But we still do have two requirements.
尽管他还是很坚持，但是他们的这样的宣教的组织呢，还是告诉他说，我们有两个要求。
The first requirement was the training.
第一个要求是要有训练。
You have to have Bible and theology training, cross-cultural training, etc.
他必须要有关于圣经的训练，有关于神学的训练，还有关于在不同文化之间的这样的训练。
The first one is it's okay.
对，第一个是可以的。
But the other one was a bit more troublesome.
但是另外一个条件呢，就有一点点麻烦。
She had to be married.
她必须要结婚。
The missions organization didn't send a single American woman to Asia.
那个宣教的组织呢，它是不会将一个单身的女生送去亚洲的。
Because it wasn't safe.
因为这样很不安全。
And there were other cultural issues that made them require this.
因为其他一些文化的需要，所以这个就成为了一个条件。
You had to be married.
你必须要结婚。
So one day during her last days in high school, she sat down and said to God.
所以呢，在他高中毕业的最后一天呢，他坐下来对上帝讲说
：“God, I take my hands off my life, and I give you everything.”
神呐、啊，我愿意放手，我愿意把我的所有的一切都交给你。
I don't care about a comfortable life. I don't care about a safe life. I'm going to give you my whole life.
我不在乎有什么很舒适的生活，有什么很安全的生活，我愿意将我的生命都交托给你。
Everyone else is getting ready for all kinds of other things.
所有其他的人呢，都已经为其他的事情准备好了。
But I'm going to go.
但是我想要去。
I will give myself to missionary service.
我想要将这样的宣教的施工，放在我的生命当中。
And I will do all the training that is needed.
我会去做那些所有需要的训练。
But there's only one thing that I need you.To give me to be able to do that.
但是只有一件事情，我想恳求你给我，让我可以去做这样的事情。
I just need a husband.
我需要一个丈夫。
So first, she went to a Bible college.
首先呢，她去了一个圣经学校。
She knew that Bible college wasn't the best preparation for a lot of other things she could do.
她知道圣经学校其实对于她来讲不是一个做对于她做其他事情最好的选择。
But she chose to do it because she already knew from the beginning that she wanted to want her life to be like a missionary.
但是她仍然这样选择了，因为她知道她想让她的生命成为一个宣教士的生命。
And after 4 years of Bible college, she went into missionary training.
四年的圣经学校的学习之后呢，她去到了一个宣教的训练。
And seminary.
还有神学院。
But still, after this.No boyfriends, no husband, not even a prospect.
但是在仍然所有这样的所有的事情之后呢，她还是没有男朋友，也没有丈夫，也没有类似这样的事情。
And she went for 2 more years of graduate school.
然后她又读了两年的研究所。
But still no boyfriend, no husband, or prospects.
她仍然没有男朋友，也仍然没有丈夫，也仍然没有任何这样的迹象。
And on the night when she was about to graduate,She sat in her dorm room.
在她毕业前的那一天晚上，她坐下来。
And she was an angry woman.
然后她就成了一个非常生气的人。
She said to God.
她告诉上帝。
God, how can you do this to me?
上帝，你怎么可以这样对待我呢
？I can't do anything now.
我什么都不能做现在。
I have nowhere else to go.
我哪里都去不了。
I put everything, my life into this.
我把所有的一切，我的生命都放在这里了。
And I took my hands off my life and I gave it to you.
然后我在我的生命中放手了，把它放在你的手里面。
I committed my life to you.
我将我的生命委身给你。
And I only ask for one thing.
而我仅仅恳求一件事情。
How can you do this to me?
你怎么样可以这样对我呢
？And she wrestled and struggled.
然后她很难过，并且很挣扎。
It was not possible for her to go to Asia as a missionary if she didn't have a husband.
如果她没有丈夫的话，对于她来讲，去亚洲做一名宣教士是不可能的事情。
And incredibly,
但是不可想象的是
，during that night, she realized something.
但是那一天的晚上呢，她意识到了一些事情。
She realized that she has been kidding herself.
她意识到她原来是自己在跟自己开玩笑。
She realized that she wasn't miserable because she took her hands off her life.
她之所以这样的这样的悲愁这样的忧伤，是因为她放手了。
She was miserable because she never had.
她非常的悲伤，是因为她从来也没有放过手。
She realized that she had developed an idea of a heroic, an idea of a noble life.
她原来发现她自己在她的意识的里面发展出了一个想法，一个有英雄式的想法，一个很高贵的生命。
It sounds very nice in Christian ears to hear like, oh, I give my life, I become a missionary.
对于我们基督徒来讲，常常会让人听起来非常的美好啊，我将我的生命给了上帝。
She wanted a life that said, if I live that kind of life, I know that I'm a person of value.
如果我可以过这样的生活呢，我就知道我是有价值的。
I'm a person of worth.
然后我这个人是有价值的。
And she was telling God, that is the life that you will give me.
她告诉上帝说，这就是我想要的生活。
And here is how you should get it for me.
这样呢，是你怎么样可以帮助我，可以过这样的生活。
And she did all these things preparing for becoming a missionary so that God had to give it to her.
所以呢，她做了所有这样的事情来预备成为一个宣教士，然后呢，上帝就可以把她想要的生活给她。
And she began to realize that she never took her hands off her own life.
她开始意识到她从来也没有对她的生命放手过。
She wasn't serving God.
她从来也没有真正的侍奉过上帝。
She was using God.
她是利用上帝。
She was telling God what He had to do for her.
她在告诉上帝说，你要对她做，对我做一些什么。
In order for her to live a life that seemed noble and heroic.
为了对她来讲，可以过一个看起来很有英雄式的、很美好、很高贵的生活。
And she said at the first time, in her life that night, she really took her hands off her life.
在那一天，他第一次的在他生命里面，对上帝说：“我将我的生命，放手。”
She said to God, "You know where I should go, God, and you know what's best for me."
他说：“神啊，你知道我要去到哪里，你也知道对于我来讲什么是最好的。”
And if we think about this story,
如果我们来想一想这个故事。
If this girl used more than 1/3 of her life to prepare for missionary service,
如果这一个女孩子呢，用了大约生命三分之一的时间来预备作为一个宣教士。
She said goodbye to safety, to comfort, to fun, everything.
她对所有的这一切的舒适、安全，还有所有的其他的一切都说了再见。
And during that night, realized that she never took her hands off her own life.
而在那一天的晚上呢，她忽然意识到，她从来也没有对于她自己的生命放手过。
Do we think that we have?
我们有没有想过，我们是不是也是这样呢？
What does it really mean for you to give control to God?
对于你来讲，说什么是将这样的掌控交给上帝呢？
The all-knowing, all-loving God with infinite wisdom.
这样一位什么都知道，有全爱，也有无尽智慧的这样一位上帝呢
？No matter how you look at it, if God is all-knowing, giving control to God is the smartest thing you can do.
我想不论你们怎么样来看，对于这样一位全知的上帝，将我们所有的一切都交托给他，是一个很有智慧的决定。
Because He knows what's best for us.
因为他知道什么对于我们来讲是最好的。
We don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
我们甚至不知道明天会发生什么。
But He knew us before we were even born.
但是他在我们出生之前就已经知道了。
And He knows about every single day we had ahead of us.
他知道在我们生命中的每一天。
When we put ourselves on our own throne.
当我们将自己放在我们自己的宝座上的时候。
We are indirectly saying that God is not an infinite wise God.
我们间接的在讲说，上帝并不是这样一个无穷有无穷智慧的上帝。
Because I am wiser and I know better.
因为我更聪明一些，我更有智慧。
When we say to God, "Well, I will do this if you do this and that."
当我们跟上帝讲说，如果我可以做这个，如果你可以对我做其他的这个这个这个。
Whatever we put after the if, that is what we are really sacrificing for.
当我们讲说所有的这样的如果的时候呢，这就是我们所有都需要拿来献祭的东西。
We are not sacrificing for God.
我们并不是在用这样的话来在上帝面前来奉献。
Being a missionary is great.
作为一名宣教士是很好的一件事情。
But if our commitment doesn't come out of a living sacrifice,We are sacrificing to our own will.
但是当我们的委身呢，不是由心而发，而也不是由我们身体这样的活祭而发的呢，其实是没有用处的。
I want to do this.
我想要做这个。
I'm not looking for God's will.
我不关心上帝的意愿是什么。
Maybe you sit here and you don't believe in Jesus.
也许在座的可能有一些并不相信耶稣的。
And you think.Okay, so if this is Christianity, I think I will pass.
如果你可能会想，如果这个就是基督教呢，我可能不想要了。
I want to be free.
我想要有自由。
I don't want to give my life to a God.
我不想将我的生命给一个神。
I don't want to sacrifice anything for anyone.
我也不想因为任何人的缘故而牺牲我的生命。
I want to have control of my life. I want to know where I'm going.
我想对我的生命有掌控，我也想知道我会去到哪里。
My question to you would be, are you really free?
如果这样的话，我的问题对于您呢，就是讲说，您这样是真的觉得你有自由吗？
Do you really have control?
当您真的是这样的时候，真的是有掌控吗？
Are you not sacrificing for anything in your life?
在您的生命当中，你真的没有为任何的事情牺牲过吗？
Because everyone is living for something.
因为我们所有的人都是为了一些的事情活着。
You have to live for something.
您必须要因为一些的事情活着。
You are not free.
您不是自由的。
Whatever you are living for, you're sacrificing for that thing.
也不论您为什么活着，您的生命都将为它而牺牲。
Maybe it's your career.
也许是您的职业。
Maybe it's the love of your life.
也许是您生命中所爱的人。
Maybe it's yourself.
也许是您自己。
If we think about it, if anything happened to those things, you will be devastated.
我们可以想象，如果有任何的事情对于刚刚这些事情，发生冲击的时候，您可能会很绝望。
If the love of your life left you,
如果您生命中所爱的人离开了您
or if anything happened to that person,
如果有一些的事情对于您所爱的人有不好的影响
it will be devastating for you.
您可能会觉得很绝望的。
And you have to serve something.
你必须要为一些的事情服务的。
You have to give yourself to something.
您必须将自己给一些的事情。
And only God is infinitely loving and infinitely wise.
只有上帝是这样一位无尽有无尽爱有无尽智慧的上帝。
So if you sacrifice or choose anything else in your life, it will be a much worse choice.
如果您要在您的生命中做一个选择要牺牲某一些的东西的时候为了其他的事情这样的选择可能不是一个好的选择
if we go back to the Bible verse
如果我们可以回顾这个今天的圣经的经文
and look at the other differences between the Old Testament and the living sacrifice Paul is talking about
来看一看保罗所说的这个活祭以及旧约的一些记载里面的区别
we find that in the Old Testament after you sacrificed and offered to God it was done, it was over
如果在旧约里面呢我们可以看见说在这样的一个献祭的之后呢当这个献祭发生之后呢所有事情就结束了
Until you sin again and need to sacrifice again.
如果您又犯罪了，那您可能继续要做这样献祭的动作。
But there's a difference in the living sacrifice that Paul is mentioning.
但是保罗在这里提到的活祭呢，是有一个区别的。
And that is that the living sacrifice it doesn't end.
这个区别就是说，这样的活祭呢是没有止境的。
A living sacrifice is never over.
这样的一个活祭呢是不会结束的。
When you offer yourself to God, it's never ending.
当您把您自己献给上帝的时候，是不会有尽头的。
It's constant.
是一个恒长的。
We have to do it all the time.
我们必须要一直做的事情。
It's not just give your life to God on Sundays.
不仅仅是在星期天的时候将我们的生命交在上帝的手里面。
It's not like we do it only when we're among church people.
也不是我们做这样的事情当我们是在教会的这样的一个氛围里面。
And it's not like we tell God that I put my life in your hands, but you need to give it back to me at the end of the day.
也不是说我们要把我们的生命交在上帝的手里面，对上帝说，在最后的时候你要还给我。
As a living sacrifice, we need to worship and glorify God in all our actions and always.
作为一个活祭呢，我们是在所有的情况下，在所有的事情里面，要用这样的这样的动作来敬拜我们的上帝，来荣耀我们的上帝。
As we eat our food,
就好像我们在吃东西的时候
，we worship God by thanking Him for what He has given us.
我们感谢上帝，敬拜他，感谢他给我们所有的东西。
Honoring Him with our conversations,
在我们的谈话里面来荣耀他。
And providing for the bodies He has given us.
感谢他，让我们有这样我们的身体，他给我们的身体。
As we sweat on a treadmill,
当我们在跑步机上面流汗跑步的时候
，we worship God by seeking to be good stewards of the body He has given us.
我们感谢神，让他可以让我们成为一个好的身体的管家。
We take care of our bodies because it's the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们看管我们的身体，因为它是我们的身体是神的殿。
And as we seek to avoid driving with the same egoistic aggressiveness as others.
当我们有的时候用这样很自我的、很自私的这样的一个有侵略性的想法的时候
，We worship God by displaying the fruit of His Spirit.
我们是应该在这样的想法的背后来展现圣灵的果子的。
We do our work to the best of our ability.
我们以我们尽我们的全力来做事情。
Worshipping God by giving our best to our employers.
我们用我们的最好的东西来给我们的雇主。
All of our life is to be a continuous worship of God who created and redeemed us.
所有的这一切呢，都是我们将我们的生命献给这一位有荣耀的拯救了我们的上帝。
And when we talk about sacrifice, we need to learn from the mistakes of the people who lived before us.
当我们来讲说这样的献祭的时候，这样的牺牲的时候，我们需要来学习前人犯过的错误。
Because the popularity of sacrifice in ancient religion.Could easily lead to abuses.
因为在过去古代的宗教的里面，这样一种很流行的献祭呢，很容易的就会导致一种的滥用。
People would think that all they had to do to please their God was to offer the sacrifice, and they didn't think about their attitude, the sincerity of doing so.
那个时候的人呢，唯一想到的就是他们要把他们所有的献给这些神，他们并没有好好的去考虑以什么样的态度，以什么样的心情来做这样的事情。
There was no change in their hearts. There were no renewal in their minds. It was just an action.
在那个时候呢，这仅仅就是一个动作。对于这些人来讲，他们并没有任何心里面的改变，也没有这个精神上面的一些的改变。
They did the sacrifice, and that was it.
他们做了这样一个献祭的动作，然后就结束了。
In the Old Testament prophets, they confronted the people of Israel just for this offense.
在旧约里面呢，就是有一些的先知呢，对旧约的以色列民呢，就是提出了这样的一个的对抗。
And they insisted that God would only honor sacrifices that came from a pure heart.
他们坚信呢，上帝只有悦纳那些由心而发出的献祭。
And not only did the old prophets do this,
不仅仅在旧约里面这些先知是这样说的。
But Jewish and Gentile authors in Paul's days also warned of the same attitude.
同样的，在保罗时期的那些犹太人以及外邦人的基督徒的作者呢，也是这样说的。
And even today in 2020, I believe that we need to be aware.Of this dangerous attitude.
甚至在现在，在2020年呢，我相信呢，我们也是要有这样的警醒，不要有这样的态度。
God doesn't want an offering just because of the sake of it.
上帝不想要只是因为献祭而献而献的祭。
Sometimes in our life when we have offering, we say that if you do not understand the meaning of the offering, you can pass the bag.
当我们在教会奉献的时候呢，我们经常会讲到说，如果您还不理解奉献的意义呢，请您将奉献代传给下一位。
Then what is the meaning of offering?
那么什么是奉献的意义呢？
If offering doesn't come from a sincere and worshiping heart,
如果这样的奉献不是从一个有敬拜的真诚的心而发出的，
it's of no use.
是没有用的。
It doesn't matter if it's money, time, or your life.
也不论它是金钱还是时间还是其他有关于任何的东西。
It says in the passage or the verse we read today, holy and acceptable to God.
在我们今天读到的这一节经文里面呢，是讲说它是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
If our reason to offer to God is based on other motives, then God wouldn't want it.
如果我们的奉献是因为其他的原因呢，上帝是不会悦纳的。
In the last part of this verse for today, it says that this living sacrifice will become our spiritual worship.
在今天这一节经文的最后呢，他提到讲说，这样的一个活祭是我们灵性的一种敬拜。
And the Greek word that is used here for spiritual is logikos.
在希腊语当中，讲到的这个灵性这个字呢，是用这个 logikos 这个字的。
Logikos can be translated into informed or understanding.
Logikos 这个字呢，可以被翻译成为告知或者明白。
And this leads us closer to understanding verse 1.
这个也许可以让我们更容易的来理解第一节。
We give ourselves to God as His sacrifice when we understand His grace and its place in our lives.
我们可能会更容易的来理解他上帝的恩典在我们生命的当中，当我们可以把我们自己来献给他的时候。
And we offer ourselves not ignorantly.
我们做这样的奉献不是无知的
，like animals brought to slaughter，
也不像是人将死的动物带去屠宰
，because they don't even know what's happening，
因为他们并不知道发生了什么
，but we do it intelligently and willingly，
但是我们做这样的事情是有这样的智慧，是有这样的意愿的
，and this is the worship that pleases God，
这个才是蒙神悦纳的敬拜。
So when we understand why we need to offer ourselves to God and do it wholeheartedly, that is the offering that really pleases God.
当我们知道我们为什么要为上帝做出奉献的时候，当我们所有的这一切是由心而发的时候，这就是蒙神悦纳的。
So now we have gone through verse 1.
我们现在就看完了第一节。
That starts with the very essence of a Christian life.
我们来看一看作为一个基督徒这个生命的本质是什么。
It's the attitude we need to show God.
它是我们要对上帝而展现出的一种态度。
But there is ultimately a bigger reason for us to sacrifice ourselves to God than Him being the best choice.
当然一个最终极的一个最重要的一个目的来选择我们将我们的生命献给上帝呢，不仅仅是因为它是一个最好的选择。
Because we talked about he was the best choice because of his wisdom and his all-knowing nature.
因为我们刚刚提到的是讲说，我们要这样选，是因为他是有他的上帝是有他的智慧，是有他的全能的。
And in verse 1, there is one word that explains or gives us a reason why there's an even better case for it.
在第一节的里面有一个字，它告诉我们有一个更好的原因，我们要这样来选择。
And that reason lies in the word. Therefore,
这个原因呢，就是在这个字“所以”这个字里面。
In the verse for today, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
在今天的经文里面呢，提到讲说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
And the reason he writes therefore is because Paul has been explaining the gospel from chapter 1 to 11.
在这里保罗用了所以这个字的这个原因呢，是因为他在罗马书第一章到十一章，第一章到十一章的时候已经讲完了所有有关于福音的东西。
And this therefore we just read about is the fourth therefore.
我们刚刚读到的这个所以两个字呢，是在罗马书里面出现的第四个所以这两个字。
In Romans 3:20 is the therefore of condemnation.
在罗马书的三章二十节也出现了一个所以，这个所以呢是一个定罪的所以。
And it declares that the whole world is guilty before God.
这个所以呢是用来说明整个的世界在上帝的面前是有罪的。
Because we are all sinners as had done wrong in the eyes of the Lord.
因为我们都是有罪，因为我们都是罪人，在做了在上帝眼里看为有罪的事情。
In Romans 5:1, you have the therefore of justification.
在罗马书的五章一节的那个所以呢，是一个因信称义的所以。
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们透过耶稣基督呢，可以与神相合。
In Romans 8:1, we have the therefore of assurance.
在罗马书的八章一节呢，第三个所以呢，是讲说一个确信的所以。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
如今那些在基督徒里面的就不定罪了。
We can be assured that we are safe in Jesus Christ.
我们可以确信我们在耶稣基督里面是安好的。
And then we come to today's verse.
然后就到了我们今天的经文的章节。
This is the therefore of dedication.
这个所以呢是一个奉献的所以。
We dedicate our lives to God because of what He has done for us.
我们将我们的生命奉献给上帝，因为他做为我们做了很多的事情。
Because of Jesus' love for us.
因为耶稣基督爱我们。
Because of His crucifixion.
因为他被钉十字架。
Because Him taking our sin on Himself.
因为他将所有的罪都放在背在了他的身上
dying and rising up again
死去并且复活
so that we can be safe in him
因为这样我们可以安好
and it's because of what he has done for us that's why we dedicate our lives to him out of love
因为他对我们所做的所有的这一切呢所以我们要将我们的生命奉献给他
and that should be the biggest reason for us to live a life that glorifies him
对于我们来讲，这将是一个最大最重要的原因。我们要将我们的生命拿来荣耀上帝。
A new year has come.
一个新年来到。
And I'm sure there will be a lot of changes in our lives.
我相信在我们的生命当中将会有很多的改变。
And we all know that it's through our changes that we grow.
我们也知道，通过这样的一些的改变呢，我们可以成长。
But most importantly, are we able to change to the right attitude towards our Father in heaven?
很重要的一件事情呢，是我们是不是有能力来将我们的这样的态度转变成一位对于上帝来讲可以能够有的一个正确的态度呢？
Are we able to commit to Him?
我们是不是有能力可以委身于他呢？
Can we say, Lord, I trust you, and I want you to choose the path of my life?
我们能不能讲说上帝我们相信你我们确信你我们愿意让你来为我们选择最好的路
I want to become a true disciple and I want to be a living sacrifice for you
我想成为一名真正的基督徒真正的门徒我想成为你生命的这样一个生命的活祭
Maybe each one of us should use some time during our next devotion time and write down what needs to be changed in your life
也许我们中间的每一个人都应该在我们下一次灵修的时候想一想并且写下来在将来的这样一年的里面我们应该有什么样的一些的改变和转变
What do we need to let go?
我们应该对什么样的事情放手
What do we need to put in the hands of our Lord?
我们应该将什么放在我们的主的手里面
Ultimately, we need to learn to let go of our lives and let our Lord decide what's best for us.
最终我们是要学习要将我们的生命放手让上帝来决定什么对我们是最好的
Let us pray
我们一起来祷告
Father we thank you
天父上帝我们感谢你
Thank you for your word
感谢你的话语
Thank you for speaking to each and one of us
也感谢你对我们每一个人来讲话
Thank you for being all knowing
感谢你是全知的
Thank you for being the best choice for usto give our life to.
感谢你是那一个让我们可以将生命交在你手里面的最好的选择。
Thank you for loving us.
感谢你爱我们。
For sending Jesus to us.
将耶稣基督送给我们。
And that we can be assured that we are safe in Jesus.
让我们可以能够确信我们在耶稣基督里可以安好。
I pray that you will change us this year.
恳求你可以在这样的一年里面让我们有改变。
That we can have an even better attitude towards you.
让我们可以对于你来讲有更好的这样的态度。
And that we can help each other.
让我们可以能够相互的帮助。
Encourage each other.
相互的鼓励。
To walk the path that you want us to choose.
一起来走你想要我们来走的这样的道路。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告不配，但是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.